Ed, how are you getting on with the reading for our presentation next week?
Well, OK, Ruth, but there's so much of it.
I know. I hadn't realised birth order was such a popular area of research.
But the stuff on birth order and personality is mostly unreliable. From what I've been reading, a lot of the claims about how your position in the family determines certain personality traits are just stereotypes, with no robust evidence to support them.
OK, but that's an interesting point. We could start by outlining what previous research has shown. There are studies going back over 100 years.
Yeah, so we could just run through some of the typical traits. Like, the consensus seems to be that oldest children are generally less well-adjusted because they never get over the arrival of a younger sibling.
Right, but on a positive note, some studies claim that they were thought to be good at nurturing. Certainly in the past, when people had large families, they would have been expected to look after the younger ones.
There isn't such a clear picture for middle children. But one trait that a lot of the studies mention is that they are easier to get on with than older or younger siblings.
Generally eager to please and helpful, although that's certainly not accurate as far as my family goes. My middle brother was a nightmare, always causing fights and envious of whatever I had.
As I said, none of this seems to relate to my own experience. I'm the youngest in my family, and I don't recognise myself in any of the studies I've read about. I'm supposed to have been a sociable and confident child who made friends easily, but I was actually terribly shy.
Really? That's funny. There have been hundreds of studies on twins, but mostly about nurture versus nature.
There was one on personality which said that a twin is likely to be quite shy in social situations because they always have their twin around to depend on for support.
My cousins were like that when they were small. They were only interested in each other and found it hard to engage with other kids. They're fine now, though.
Only children have had a really bad press. A lot of studies have branded them as loners who think the world revolves around them because they've never had to fight for their parents' attention.
That does seem a bit harsh. One category I hadn't considered before was children with much older siblings. A couple of studies mentioned that these children grow up more quickly and are expected to do basic things for themselves, like getting dressed.
I can see how that might be true, although I expect they're sometimes the exact opposite, playing the baby role and clamouring for special treatment.